I don't get many emails from Mexico, but here is one from Jacqueline. I'm listening to Riviera Radio every day from San Miguel de Allende in Mexico. I love the music so much, but I also love all the news and information from my former home on the Côte d'Azur. I'm just wondering if you are going to the studio every day or somehow working from home. Now, I'm here in Monaco. Sarah's at home. Mark's at home as well. Whatever you and all the staff at the station are doing, thank you so much for all your efforts. I'd also like to give a big shout out to whoever is posting on Facebook. That would be Sarah. I love the great mix of important information, fun videos and hilarious photos. Thank you very much, Jacqueline. Meanwhile, close to home, France's interior ministers announced that police patrols and roadblocks will be stepped up this weekend and appealed for families not to consider an Easter holiday. Most schools in France break up on Friday. The weekend was set to be a grand départ as thousands of French families travel to see family or friends over the Easter break. But these strict French lockdown rules ban non-essential travel, with visits to families or Easter trips not deemed essential. The interior minister, Christophe Castaner, who's not to be messed with, has said absolutely do not go on holiday during the lockdown period. He added over the weekend roadblocks would be stepped up on major routes. There would also be extra patrols in train stations and airports to check the permission forms of anyone travelling. Trains are still running in France, but only on a skeleton service, less than 10% of normal services. Local authorities in areas that have a high level of second homes or tourist rentals have also been asked to carry out checks on people travelling. Oh well, just have to have a party in your backyard or on your terrace. See, the shops are full of Easter eggs, though, so there won't be a lack of chocolate over the Easter weekend. And Jeffrey's of London is still open for business and delivering as well. If you were listening yesterday, I was telling you that the fantastic comedy Red Dwarf is making a comeback. Here is a clip from the original series.
I hate to go all technical on you, but all hands on deck, swirly thing alert! Where? It's not on the radar yet, but I can smell it.
Nothing here.
Nothing on long range. Sir, is it possible you could have made a miss-smelling?
Listen, butterpat head. My nostril hairs are vibrating faster than the springs on a Spaniard's honeymoon bed. I'm telling you, there's something out there.
Don't get your double helix in a straight. No one's questioning your nasal integrity.
Go to blue alert.
What for? There's no one too alert. We're all here.
I would just feel more comfortable if I know that we're all on our toes because everyone's aware it's a blue alert situation.
We all are on our toes.
May I remind you of Space Corps Directive 34124?
34124. No officer with false teeth should attempt oral sex in zero gravity.
Damn you both, all the way to Hades. I want to go to blue alert.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Bit of professionalism.
Wait, I've got something. I'm punching it up.
Too small for a vessel. Maybe some kind of missile.
It's impossible to tell at this range. Whatever it is, they clearly have a technology way in advance of our own.
So do the Albanian State Washing Machine Company.
Step up to red alert.
Sir, are you absolutely sure? It does mean changing the bulb.
There's always some excuse, isn't there?
Range 15,000 G-gooks and closing.
Direct collision course. Suggest evasive action.
Engaging reheat. It's still with us. It's some kind of heat seeker. We can't outrun it.
That's it. We're deader than tank tops.
Suggestions?
Sir, may I recommend I load myself into the reverse thrust tubes and you use my body as decoy fodder? This will, of course, leave me splatted across deep space and unable to complete today's laundry, for which I apologize in advance.
Crichton, stop your blathering and get in the damn tube.
Crichton, sit down. I'm not doing my own smegging ironing.
Look, maybe we can reason with it. Open communication channel, sister. Broadcast on all known frequencies and in all known languages, including Welsh. This is Acting Senior Officer Arnold J. Rimmer of the Jupiter Mining Corporation transport vehicle Starbug. Now hear this, because it's only coming once. We surrender, totally without condition. Thank you very much. Oh, additional. Sorry to take up your valuable time. Sorry. Thank you. Sorry. Bye. Bye. Sorry. Thank you. Bye.
Rimmer, you've got a longer yellow streak than a stampede of diuretic camels.
Know this about me. Like General George S. Patton, I believe in reincarnation. It is my firm conviction that in all my previous lives, I've been a soldier. A bold warrior soul, who tragically in this incarnation has been given the body of an abject coward. So excuse me, gentlemen, while I have a humiliating panic attack under the scanner table.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Leister has the top stories across the Riviera.
The president of the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region, Renaud Muselier, has reportedly announced that part of a cargo of surgical masks, which were destined for France, have been diverted to the United States at the last minute. The Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region had ordered 4 million masks from China. The delivery of these masks should have been completed today, Thursday, April the 2nd, but is now delayed and will arrive in France next week. The president of the PACA region has reportedly accused the Americans of intervening by paying cash for a cargo of medical masks in China, which had been reserved for the region and was on its way. In other news, the director of public security in Monaco has announced that since the confinement in the principality introduced to stem the spread of the virus, 11,000 checks have been carried out and only one individual has been fined, adding that overall the confinement is being respected. As of this week, public security agents and police officers are fully equipped with a kit including gloves, hydroalcoholic gel and masks. Meanwhile, in Monaco, the La Voiture construction site has been reopened as the government declared on Wednesday that the project is essential for the development of the principality. The site had previously been closed following the closure of all public construction sites. However, on Wednesday, April the 1st, the government announced that around 40 to 60 workers will be allowed to resume their jobs at the La Voiture site, adding that additional hygiene measures will be in place. If you're already climbing the walls due to the confinement, researchers are looking into the effects this isolation can have on our mental health. Over 3 billion people around the world are living in an unprecedented situation in order to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Boredom, lack of loved ones, loss of freedom, a difficult moment to bear, which can have negative effects on morale. The World Health Organization believes that confinement is one of the very important consequences of the COVID-19 epidemic because it affects what we love to do, where we want to be, and with whom we want to be. This forced isolation can cause post-traumatic stress as well as feelings of frustration, confusion, and anger, according to research. The duration of confinement, the housing conditions, the loss of income, the lack of information, or even boredom increase these feelings generated by a new situation, both by its form and by its magnitude. In Monaco on Wednesday, TEDx Monte Carlo hosted the first of 3 virtual events with the objective to discuss well-being during this period of lockdown. For information on the upcoming virtual events, go to tedxmontecarlo.com. Monaco has also set up a call centre which can be contacted on Monaco 92055500. And as always, the British Association of Monaco can be contacted on 06602163999. In France, the following number has been made available, 0800 13 0000, during the lockdown period. The region's health agency has called on hospital staff in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region to go and help hospital staff in the regions of the Grand Est and Île-de-France, where the situation is critical. With hundreds of lives at stake, it's a call to mobilise and be united in fighting the virus. The regional health agency asks the carers, students included, who can make themselves available to join for a week 2 regions that are in distress. The situation of the coronavirus in the worst hit areas is seeing thousands of people currently in intensive care, a situation which is in no way comparable to what we know in the Provence-Alpes Côte d'Azur region. The ARS PACA warns that despite an exceptional mobilisation of establishments in these 2 regions, the unlimited dedication of their teams, it's no longer possible today to meet their needs. The stay, travel and support on site will be fully covered, says the regional health agency, which asks urgently to those interested to call 04 13 55 90 27 to organise the quickest departure possible. The regional health agency would like to bring together 100 volunteers. Taking a look at the latest coronavirus figures, 10,935 people considered to have been cured from coronavirus in France have been able to leave hospitals since March the 1st, with 1,491 in the last 24 hours. 24,639 people tested positive for COVID-19 are now hospitalised in France, including 6,017 in intensive care. The Director of Health said that out of 32,000 tests carried out on Wednesday, 9,630 were positive. To date, 4,032 people have died from the virus, with 83% of deaths affecting those over 70. In the region, 132 people hospitalised in the Outmarrow team have been able to return to their homes since the start of the epidemic, while the number of deaths from the virus in the Outmarrow team increased from 23 to 29 on Wednesday. That's according to figures released by Public Health France. 149 people are currently hospitalised, including 41 in intensive care. And three new cases were reported in Monaco on Wednesday evening, bringing the total number of cases in the principality to 55. Several testing facilities for COVID-19 have been set up in the region, including Nice. However, patients who qualify for a test must show symptoms and or be a priority, such as hospital staff and carers. All those ahead of being tested must have a prescription and make an appointment for both tests in laboratories and the drive-in service. Members of the public cannot just turn up and expect to be tested. Meanwhile, the French government is planning a vast campaign of blood tests to screen the French who have been in contact with COVID-19. The scientific debate relates to the number of people to be tested to consider the phase of deconfinement. For the time being, the government has only one certainty. The French will have to go through a vast campaign of blood tests before considering deconfinement. When, how or what? Which category of people to test? There are so many questions that remain unanswered for the moment. While initiatives are taken in Nancy, where all the residents and staff of a nursing home will be screened with a blood test, reportedly a world first. Unlike PCR tests, otherwise known as nasal swab tests, blood tests can determine the presence of traces of antibodies produced by the immune system in response to the coronavirus. In the presence of these antibodies, this means that the person has been infected. Clearly, it's possible to determine who carried COVID-19, even with mild symptoms, and therefore know the number of people immunised. Health Minister Olivier Véran said that we hope that research will allow us to be ready to provide this type of fundamental examination for the French people at a time when we are preparing for the deconfinement of France. Finally, Tinder has broken the record for the number of people using the app during confinement. Worldwide, more than 3 billion swipes were recorded on Sunday, March the 29th. In France, Tinder users apparently talk more during confinement. According to data from Tinder, the app recorded a historic swipe record on March the 29th with more than 3 billion interactions. As a reminder, in case you didn't know, a swipe is the action of touching the screen of your mobile to the right or left to like a profile, or on the contrary, to reject it. If two profiles like each other, it's a match and a chat window is activated. Note that this record concerns all swipes combined, whether positive or negative. Still, according to data from the American firm, French users, however, spend more time chatting during confinement. There were indeed 23% more conversations in France, for an average duration also up by 23%.
Riviera Radio Sports News. Thank you, Sarah. Tennis. The Wimbledon Championships have been cancelled for the first time since the Second World War because of the coronavirus crisis. The All England club said it had been left with no choice but to cancel the showpiece of the grass court season because of fears over public health and the well-being of staff, players and volunteers. The decision means there will be no top flight tennis of any sort until at least the 13th of July. Rugby Union, the England coach Eddie Jones is set to agree a new deal that will keep him in charge until the end of the World Cup in 2023. The 60-year-old Australian's current contract expires in August 2021, but he's been in extension talks since England's World Cup final defeat at the hands of South Africa last year. Jones has recently agreed to a 25% pay cut as the English Rugby Football Union struggles along all other sports with the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Football, there are increasing calls for English Premier League players to take pay cuts as businesses struggle with the coronavirus crisis. Many non-playing staff have already agreed to cuts in their wages, and players overseas at clubs including Barcelona and Juventus have also taken big cuts to their wages. The chairman of the UK Parliament's Digital Culture, Media and Sports Committee, Julian Knight, says that Premier League clubs are living in a moral vacuum and has condemned decisions to furlough non-playing staff or make them take pay cuts while players remain unaffected. The Professional Footballers Association has written to all of its members urging them not to agree to pay cuts until they've spoken to the union. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has said that top flight players should carry the burden and that those who are the least well off in society deserve the biggest help. And in Formula One, McLaren's drivers Lando Norris and Carlos Sainz are both to take pay cuts while other staff are being furloughed during the coronavirus crisis. McLaren are the first Formula One team to ask some of their workforce to take an enforced absence. Others who remain will have their salary reduced. The drivers have volunteered to take the same pay cuts as the rest of the staff, with McLaren saying its plan is to protect jobs and ensure that employees return when the economy recovers.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Isle Maritime in the VAR, the general situation is a depression, 1,009 millibars over the Balearics. Winds are easterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint-Jean-Cap-Ferrat, 1,012 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 3 to 4, northwesterly winds, slight seas and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are easterly, force 2 to 4. The sea is slight, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Cap Corse, 1,013 millibars. And the outlook for Friday, clear skies, force 3 to 4. Northeasterly winds, slight seas and good visibility.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio. Weather.
Much better day today after the last few murky days of weather. Mainly clear skies, light southeasterly winds, top temperature 14 degrees, that's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Overnight lows 7 degrees on the coast, 3 degrees inland with clear skies. Friday and the start of the weekend, clear skies, highs of 15 to 18 degrees. Finally, a team of astronomers has found what it says is the best evidence yet for an elusive class of black hole. They say the presumed intermediate mass black hole betrayed its existence by tearing apart a wayward star that ventured too close. These medium-sized objects are a long-sought missing link in the evolution of the cosmos. Researchers used two X-ray observatories, along with the Hubble telescope, to identify the objects. Intermediate mass black holes are very elusive objects, and so it's critical to carefully consider and rule out alternative explanations for each candidate, said the experts. Now, that is what Hubble has allowed us to do for our candidates. In 2006, NASA's orbiting Chandra X-ray Observatory and the European Space Agency's XMM Newson satellites spotted a powerful X-ray flare named 3XMM J215022.4-055108. Remember that. The nature of the X-ray meant that it could be explained by just two scenarios, according to the experts. It was either a distant, intermediate mass black hole disrupting and swallowing a star, or a cooling neutron star in our own galaxy. Neutron stars are the crushed remnants of an exploded star. Did you understand that? Not sure if I did, but there you are.